TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast!
Sweet and sour baby Jesus, Noah's recording.
And it's recording.
Sweet and sour baby Jesus.
We got to start something here, start a meme maybe? I don't know.
I would love it if TanCast started a meme, but I don't think that will ever happen.
What? Yeah, down, baby.
If only a dozen people are listening, it's kind of hard to start an internet phenomenon.
All you need is one person to put it on the internet and other people will see it.
We need more popular listeners. That's what we need. We need one person who...
How do you know our listeners are not popular?
Because.
I think they're very popular, Tim. I'm just putting it out there.
All right.
Listeners, what say you? Are you popular?
No, this isn't going in the show.
Well, I'll post a blog about it.
Okay. You knock yourself out.
Well, I did a Google search, and there's no, like, real notable uses of the term, but there's about 60 previous... Sweet and sour baby Jesus mentions on the internet.
Son of a bitch.
I wonder if overhated has already been used.
Son of a bitch.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Sour baby Jesus, welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
I'm Tim, the T in sweet and sour baby Jesus TanCast.
I'm Andy, the and in sweet and sour baby Jesus TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in sweet and sour baby Jesus.
Oh, now we're going to have to argue whether it's sweet and sour or sweet and sour baby Jesus.
I'll just be the N in your and. You know what I'm talking about, baby? You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You're just right in the middle of me.
That's right. We came up with a new old catchphrase. We thought it was new until Andy Googled it.
Oh, Google. You are the best.
Thank you, Google, for crushing my dreams.
I can't imagine what people did before Google.
You existed in a world before Google.
They wondered about things.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you did. I saw you there.
No, I wasn't there. I wasn't me. That was some other black man. Some other fine, sexy black man. But it wasn't me.
Let's Google some tan laughs.
It's time to read some tan laughs. Tan laughs. Send them in, we'll read your tan laughs. Tan laughs. Just send us in your jokes, we'll read for you folks.
You'll laugh off your ass as we read some tan laughs.
Yeah, let's tan laugh it up.
All right.
Oh. Who wants to go first? Don't everyone speak up at once.
Well, why the fuck not? Let's see.
Sorry, I'm looking at the Google results for tan laughs. They're not, surprisingly enough, they're not all us.
Remember, we're just a tiny pimple on the ass.
Well, I mean,
we're the first.
We're the first and the proudest.
All right.
But then, like, something was tan, and then in parentheses, laughs. Anyway, go ahead, Noah.
All right, I'm going to read the one from Todd.
No, not the one from Todd!
Todd with two Ds. Count them, one, two.
If he had three, you'd have to wear glasses.
You're an idiot.
Yes!
Oh, Jesus, come on, just load the fucking joke.
Sweet and sour baby Jesus, I'm an idiot.
My Gmail, once in a while my Gmail is like, yeah, you know, I don't feel like loading that email right now. It says the conversation cannot be loaded right now. So I want someone else start, and I'll get to it in a moment.
Okay,
alrighty.
It's Bab time.
All right, Bab. Bab it up.
This one is from someone who asked me to refer to him as Naxo. N-A-X-O. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It might be Nayo, because sometimes that's how you fuck with
Naho.
The X. I'm going to go with Naxo, because it sounds more sci-fi. I am Naxo, from the planet Girgirblip.
And less Spanish.
I am here to fuck your women.
Snoo-snoo.
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 And you just spoiled this punchline. I'm going to bleep out what you just said. You probably had no idea because this was sent just to me, but you literally just spoiled the punchline of this joke.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
All right. Tim, should I admit now that I've hacked your computer?
Sure.
Okay.
So here it goes. So, he goes, my uncle told me this one. Three men were flying in a small plane over the ocean when all of a sudden the engines cut out and they are forced to make an emergency landing near a small island. They are greeted by some very hostile natives who take them before the big chief. The big chief asks the first man, death or Ooga Booga? The first man says, I don't know what the hell Ooga Booga is, but it's got to be better than death, so I choose Ooga Booga. The chief then orders all the native men to sodomize the first man. The chief then asks the second man, death or Ooga Booga? Second man doesn't like the sound of either one now, but still chooses Ooga Booga over being killed, and he too is sodomized. Finally, the chief asks the third man, death or Ooga Booga? He's already decided he would rather die than be sodomized like that, so he says confidently, death. So the big chief says, okay, death by Ooga Booga.
Nice.
If you ever see the movie The Aristocrats, there's a version of that joke told as a alternate version of The Aristocrats, where like instead of Ooga Booga, it's like you have a choice: death or The Aristocrats. And they're like, "Well, what's The Aristocrats?" Like all these huge burly guys come out and fuck this guy, and they fuck him in the ass, they fuck him in the mouth, they slap him around, they punch him. Like when they leave him, he's just like this dried husk on the floor. And so then they ask the second guy, "All right, death or The Aristocrats?" He goes, "Death." And so he goes, "All right, death, but first The Aristocrats."
Oh, those aristocrats will give you every time.
Richard Mull tells that joke. I also like it because there's a it's like a priest, a rabbi, you know, that kind of joke. And so I think it was actually three guys. And the second guy goes, the second guy's the priest. And he goes, well, I am not all that unfamiliar with some of the things going on in The Aristocrats. Takes the time to make a little Catholic priest joke. You're welcome.
My joke loaded.
Delicious. All right, go ahead.
All right. Sweet and sour baby Jesus, I can't wait to hear it.
You're going to drive that phrase into the ground, sir.
Oh, and he's going to be wishing for great Googly Moogly back.
A fellow was on his honeymoon near his favorite fishing lake, and he would fish from dawn to dark with his favorite fishing guide. One day the guide, a friend of many years, mentioned that the honeymoon seemed to be spent fishing. Yeah, yes, but you know how I love to fish. But aren't you newlywed, supposed to be into something else? Yes, but she's got gonorrhea, and you know how I love to fish. A few hours later, the fishing guide again. I understand, but that's not the only way to have sex. I know, but she's got diarrhea, and you know how I love to fish. The following day, fishing guide again. Sure, but that's still not the only way to have sex. Yes, but she has phaharia. Gum disease? You know how I love to fish. I think I fucked that moored up. Late in the afternoon, thoroughly frustrated, the fishing guy goes, I guess I'm not sure why you'd marry someone with health problems like that. It's because she's also got worms, and you know how I love to fish.
Wow. Fucking wow.
He actually put, I don't think you may not read this. I don't know what he was thinking.
Really?
Thank you for overestimating us.
Yeah, what did you think of our standards, Todd?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, really? You have such high standards of us? Let me actually go back and read what he's like. Oh, he goes, a tan laugh you may not read. This one is pretty gross.
Oh, Todd. Nothing is beneath us.
Except for your mom.
Yeah, didn't I do the joke of what's gross, a dead baby in the corner? What's grosser than that, 100 dead babies in the corner? What's grosser than that, one live one at the bottom eating its way out?
Actually, I did that joke the week you were gone. In your honor.
In my honor. Memory fail.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. This tan laugh comes from Mike. A blind man is walking down the street with his seeing eye dog one day. They come to a busy intersection, and the dog, ignoring the high volume of traffic zooming by on the street, leaped the blind man right out into the thick of traffic. This is followed by the screech of tires and horns blaring as panicked drivers try desperately not to run the pair down. The blind man and the dog finally reach the safety of the sidewalk on the other side of the street, and the blind man pulls a cookie out of his coat pocket, which he offers to the dog. A passerby, having observed the near-fatal accident, can't control his amazement and says to the blind man, "Why on earth are you rewarding your dog with a cookie? He nearly got you killed." The blind man turns partially in his direction and replies, "To find out where his head is so I can kick his ass."
I like it. I do.
I thought you would.
I'd like, before we get to kick in with the rest of the episode, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to Gary, Ian, and someone else. Fuck, sorry.
Way to be on the ball, sir.
Hang on. Hang on. Hold on. Don't get all snickety.
Tim's just going to edit that in.
I'm getting snickety,
I'll
sir.
I'll leave my failure in there. Nathaniel, the one's really keeping it going over on the Facebook fan page for TanCast.
I haven't even visited that page. How's it going over there? Is it awesome?
Yeah, someone commented on that. They're like, isn't it funny that Noah and Andy aren't fans of their own podcast?
I can't be. I'm mysterious.
People can see what the fuck you're a fan of. I don't want people tracking me down.
Ian wrote, Prince William loves the TanCast. And so I wrote, Princess Diana tried to download an episode once, but it crashed her whole system. Too soon.
Hey, we got 56 fans.
Oh. We're crazy.
Princess Di. That's funny. You know, with a name like that, though, you would have think she would have seen it coming.
Oh, also Logan. Logan's been known to post on the page as well. Anybody else? Feel free. That's where, when the new episodes are up, I post them there. Oh, by the way, Gary says, you probably just read it, Noah.
I don't know if I read it yet. I'm just looking.
He says, Noah is wrong about the Superman butt sex.
Oh, wait, on the fan page or in our comments?
Fan page, baby. And I'm trying to find it, but it seems like people were not happy with us dissing the Fifth Element.
Us.
Yeah, I do believe it was just me dissing the Fifth Element.
I think Brian left it on one of my comments on Facebook. I'm like, I didn't say shit! Oh, wait, that's not true. I said that the president should have said, give me that script, and I'm going to do what you should have did 15 minutes ago.
Yes.
But that doesn't count as a diss. That's just comedy gold.
Because, hey, he was in the Dark Knight.
And we referenced that statement earlier.
Way earlier, like several episodes earlier.
Yes.
Because when I was trying to make overhated a word, until I found out that already exists as well.
Tim?
Sweet and sour baby Jesus.
You're not ahead of the game, sir. Someday you'll be. Someday.
I wonder if every catchphrase you can come up with has already been created.
I don't think so.
I'll just be like the guy from Facebook and just steal the idea anyway. And just, you know, market it like it's mine.
And then they'll make a movie about you.
Who cares? I'll have billions. Or millions, probably. I don't know. But he's doing fine, is my point.
I heard that David Fincher's directed that movie.
The Facebook movie?
Yes.
Wait. There's a Facebook movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sweet and sour baby Jesus.
I think it's called Social Network now. Ooh, the Social Network.
Yeah, oh, I was going to ask you if you had to actually cough with it.
Rashida Jones, Jesse Eisenberg, who I believe was the guy in Zombieland. Yep, that's him. Justin Timberlake, Brenda Song, other people who I don't know. But David Fincher? It just seems odd to me.
Turns out Facebook and MySpace were the same person the whole time.
Nice. He just said
nothing? Nothing on that? Come on! Clever! Little bit? That joke was severely overhated. Sweet baby Jesus! Don't! I said it wrong! Sweet and sour baby Jesus!
Sour baby Jesus! Wait.
Sweet tart baby Jesus! Wait. Is that right? Yep. So.
Szechuan baby Jesus.
General Tao's baby Jesus.
Citrus lime baby Jesus. Try all the flavors of baby Jesus.
They won't disappoint.
Whew. Really cutting down our demographic. A lot of Christians are going to be calling it quits.
You think so?
No.
Well, as long as we're cutting that down.
Uh-oh.
Alyssa, our Mormon listener, sent in a topic for the show.
Did she now?
Yes.
Well, do share.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVale is here.
TanCast listener email.
She heard about some news story about a bill that passed in the state of Utah that outlaws reckless miscarriages.
How do you outlaw a miscarriage?
She said she hadn't bothered researching it too much, but apparently some girl paid a guy $150 to kick her in the stomach to cause a miscarriage instead of causing an abortion.
That's not reckless. That's deliberate.
Instead of going to get an abortion.
A reckless miscarriage would be if you were just miscarrying on someone's face while they were trying to drive. That's reckless.
Yeah. It's like, hey, trying to drive here.
And what was the reasoning? Or do we have more information?
Just that one thing caused them to pass a law. Like, ah, we can't have this happen! It's an epidemic! It was one person. Ah!
I just mean, how far along was she? Was she at the point where she could have got an abortion?
I don't think you can get an abortion in Utah. I could be wrong. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, I guess it's not...
You can't outlaw it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wait, I guess it's not a state thing. It's a...
Roe v. Wade.
Other thing. Federal. It's a federal law. Can't outlaw abortions.
Pancast coming with the facts, yo.
A controversial abortion bill in Utah meant to prevent planned assaults on unborn children may have opened a loophole that would allow women to be charged with murder if their reckless behavior causes miscarriages. The governor hasn't indicated whether he'll sign it into law or veto it. Supporters of the bill say they expect him to approve it. If he does nothing by March 8th, tick-tock, that's tomorrow, the measure automatically becomes law. Bill was prompted by the case of a pregnant teenager who paid someone to beat her, hoping to cause a late-term abortion. Critics argue that allowing homicide charges if a woman's reckless behavior causes the unborn child to die open up the possibility that prosecutors could seek a murder conviction against women who miscarry after not wearing their seatbelts or returning to a partner who has a history of physical abuse. Wow, I guess that law is just really, really vague.
Well, no, that is like, what was the word that they use? Assault on an unborn child? It's like, you could argue that abortion is assault on an unborn child.
Yeah, but this isn't like somebody assaulting the mother. This is like the mother being complicit in the assault specifically against her.
Right, but I would argue the mother is complicit in assault on abortion. I mean, you could argue that. Not that I don't think you should get them, but, you know what I mean? It's like, where do you draw the line, I guess?
Yeah, I think you have a point there. There's...
Now, I can understand...
It sounds like the law is maybe really vaguely written.
I can understand if she's past the point of where you could get legal abortion. That's a little different, but not that I'm, again, not that I'm saying you shouldn't be allowed to have abortion.
My question is, did it work, or did she get beat up for nothing? Because otherwise, like, I hate when they leave out the important details of a story.
The attempted abortion failed, and then the child was born healthy. Aaron Harrison, the 21-year-old charged with the beating, pleaded guilty to second-degree felony attempted murder.
Attempted murder?
Well, the kid didn't die.
If he's not... It's not murder if it's not alive yet.
Well, apparently it was, like, it was in the third trimester.
So it was past the stage.
It was viable, apparently.
But... That woman who was pregnant and tried to drive in the carpool lane, they insisted that she was not two people. Ergo, that is not a person until it's born. Boom. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Lawyered.
Sweet and sour baby Jesus, people of the jury.
Sweet and sour baby assault.
My client has been overhated.
What this carpool thing, Tim, you're talking about, how far along was she?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering if she was past the point where you couldn't get an abortion.
My facts have run dry at this point.
But, I mean, that is an interesting point. Like, oh, so not human for a carpool lane, but human enough not to kill.
I think the judge tried to word his decision so that he couldn't be construed in this way, but too late. He's like, I mean this for this case and this case only, and I don't want this to have replications beyond here. It's like, too late, buddy. Can't have your cake and your sweet and sour baby Jesus too.
So I was actually—I
really don't think the kids should count for the carpool lane. I think it should be two people, you know, of driving age.
Well, yeah. Well,
kids kids at all should count?
Nope. Look, I don't think kids under 16 should count.
Kid hating.
So I mean, so
no. I just think that the whole point of the carpool lane is to get fewer drivers out there. You're not putting fewer drivers on the road if you pack a minivan full of kids.
Ah, but I would not argue that you are. Because if they're all going to the same place, someone would have to drive into each one of those kids individually. So if you put
But if there's only one kid, that kid couldn't have driven himself.
Well, right. But if you have, but he said minivan full of kids.
Aha, Noah! You are correct. What say you now, Andy?
Maybe we should count children so there has to be a bunch of kids in the car.
Like three kids equals one one person? Now, what if they're black kids? Does it have to be 10?
I was going to say, this sounds like slavery.
Yes,
I believe they wrote this into the Constitution,
10.
You racist.
What if they're half black? Then it gets all complicated. I got to do math before I can get in the carpool lane?
All right, kids, but before we get in this carpool lane, I'm going to need a blood test.
All right. There's three kids, divide by Jamal, plus Hector, over the square root of Ming. We're in!
Okay, Your Honor, I know they're discounting Anthony in this count, but I'm telling you, the kid just spends a lot of time in the sun.
Look, I showed my work.
This actually, it's funny. I was talking about children. I was at a party last night.
Oh, I thought you were surprised that this podcast was funny.
No.
That is debatable.
This part may not be so funny, but we could probably make it funny. But I was talking to someone about, she does research on studies to make sure they're being handled ethically. That makes sense? She described it better. But basically, she does research on people who are doing medical research to make sure they're doing things ethically. And while we're talking, she brought up something about Jehovah's Witnesses and I think maybe Mormons not getting blood transfusions. And she said that the court, depending on the age of the child, will decide on the side of the hospital, like saying, you know, your child needs to live to live these after medical transfusions, so they're going to get it. And I think she was siding on the side of, like, you know, they should be allowed to do that. Child's not old enough to be able to understand what's going on, so the court should have to decide. And I'm like, I was thinking, it's like, if you're a parent, it's your job to do what's best for that child, even if they don't know all the facts. Like, you can't, like, you know, sit the child down and go, okay, here are the facts before we make this decision. You know, are you going to eat this food? You know what I mean? Like, you know, how far do you take it? So, maybe an interesting topic.
So, are you actually in favor of religious idiocy?
Well,
you're, like, coming down on that side?
I'm not, but, I mean, well, none of us can say, I'm not coming down on that side, but I think none of us can say if God's real or not. So, to say...
No, but I think what we can all say is that if that kid's going to die without the blood transfusion, that's real.
Well, right. But on the same token, all right, let's say for the sake of this argument, that heaven and hell are real. So for them, it's like, okay, your child will live for now. Oh, and forgot to mention one fact. According to her, I haven't verified this, but she says if they get blood transfusion, they're going to hell. There's no way around it.
Okay. Noah, according to my religion, I am going to hell unless I mouth rape your sister.
Wait. Apples and oranges.
Yeah, that is a bit different.
No, what I'm saying is that law has to be based on fact. Decisions have to be based on fact. Letting anyone's religious views turn law relative is a dangerous and slippery slope.
No, what you were saying is that you want to mouth rape a minor, and I don't think that's appropriate for this podcast, or anything, really. Like, Todd, that would be too far.
I'm not saying that I want to. I'm saying that God tells me I have to.
You know what? Don't put it on God because you want to rape minors with your mouth, man. Come on.
No. I want to rape their mouth with my penis. But I don't want to. It's God telling me I have to.
Yeah, you're putting it on God. I've read the whole Bible. It's not in there once.
Okay, how about this religion? My religion tells me that my white son can't marry a black girl.
That's fine.
So if he falls in love with a black girl, I am permitted by my religion to take steps to stop that shit.
You gonna learn how to dance?
Yeah, black lady,
you got served. Damn, now I can't marry his son.
That's right, because we battle, and those are the rules of battle. Decides who marries who, just like Romeo and Juliet. Wait. No. I mean Streetcar Named Desire.
What?
Well, anyways.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just being weird.
My thing is that, you know, if in this scenario, heaven and hell are real, and you tell them, you know, your child's going to get this blood transfusion and live for, you know, however many long years, but they're going to spend the rest of eternity in hell, which is much longer than you're going to live. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that seems a little fucked up to me.
I'm just curious how how a religion developed where that was a hell-worthy trespass, getting
I don't know.
Because people are retarded.
Because I don't think there were a lot of blood transfusions going on in Jesus' day. Of course, this is assuming it's a Judeo-Christian religion, so...
I think Dr. House was around, and he was limping around.
Yeah, I mean, think of all the kids that
thou art an
that
idiot.
Have died because their parents refused to call doctors. You know, they call in some witch doctor or some healer man or whatever who prays or, you know, burns sage or throws holy water at the kid or whatever, as opposed to getting the kid some fucking antibiotics.
But you're still messing, like...
Yeah,
all right.
You are never going to convince me that those parents should not be charged with murder.
Let me put it this way. Let's say there's a tribe somewhere, and they believe something that we think is bad as a civilized society. So...
Yeah, what I'm saying is that protecting a child's life, if you have the capacity to, is always the moral decision.
So regardless
I'm
of
saying
what
that whatever, if your religion tells you that that is wrong, then your religion is unethical.
But so regardless of
that's
what
I'm saying.
What they believe, you think you should just go in and think, do your moral. Now, and who says your
that
moral
I,
rights
I do,
are right
that
over
I do
someone
not
else's,
believe
though.
In moral re- yeah, my argument is that I do not believe in moral relativism. I believe that if a religion causes you to act in an immoral fashion,
immoral
then your
who,
religion
though,
is
Andy?
Wrong.
Who says what's immoral and moral?
No. There's some very, very well-defined things. There are some very basic humanist philosophical ideals that if you don't have a religion or some, you know, sky fairy telling you otherwise, rational people will all come to the same decision, which is life is important, health is important, people being free is important. So you can't convince me that just because somebody else is, you know, some ooga booga witch doctor is telling somebody that it's bad that their kid get fucking antibiotics, that person is anything other than a horrible, horrible human being misleading them and murdering their child.
I would not say they're a horrible human being. It's what they were led to brought up to believe.
Okay, they may be misled. But the fact that they are allowing themselves to continue to be misled, they're not thinking about this rationally, and they're not taking steps to protect their child, makes them horrible people. They may be confused,
that,
they may be wrong, they may have had some
white, Andy.
They may have had some bad...
There's just way more gray
yeah,
area than
that. Yeah, and guess what?
Like, if you live in a tribe where you have no outside influence, this is where you ought to live, who is misleading them? They have no other... input.
If you have no other input, you have no access to modern medicine, and you think that the guy burning, you know, like pig shit next to your kid is going to make your kid healthy, you're going to be desperate. You're going to have the guy burn the pig shit, and that's going to be okay. But if you live in a Western society and you fucking know what medicine is, and you've got a phone, and you know that there's a doctor at the other end of the phone who will make house calls, or else you've got a car and you can toss that kid in the car, and you don't have to hope, and you don't have to pray, and you don't have to take things on faith, and you can go get your kid well, and you don't, fuck you.
I think the same token of, like, you know, courts not doing what you feel they should do and also imposing what you think is moral rights. And, yeah, some think maybe people agree, but there is a lot of gray area when it comes to morality.
Oh, yeah, I will agree that there are a lot of things that, you know, people may disagree on. I think that the arguments over things like whether marijuana should be legalized, that there are strong arguments that can be made on both sides. There's a lot of gray area. It's a very complicated situation. And that there's room for debate and there's room for rational, logical people to disagree just by valuing
no,
one
it should be
side
legal.
Of
there's
the...
No, there's no logical counter-argument for marijuana. I'm going to step in here finally.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have picked marijuana. Maybe I should have picked a harder drug because there are people who make some fairly convincing arguments.
It's been very quiet.
I've just been enjoying this conversation. I'm like, I just tweeted. I was like, fuck, this is actually an interesting episode of Tancast. If people started this episode, they're going to get the wrong idea.
Whoa, this guy's a very, very thoughtful.
Look at that with the four of you and talking and debating it out. These aren't the kind of guys who would argue about whether or not Superman could rape you if he wanted to. or spend a whole episode talking about their top five favorite movie themes. These fucking people have thoughts.
You have to get down to the brass tacks.
Using thought experiments. Anyway, please continue.
But yeah, I mean, I do see your point, Andy. And okay. I don't, but I just don't think...
And you know what? Honestly, Noah, one of the reasons I'm coming down so hard on your point is because I used to see your point. Because I used to be on the exact same side of this argument, you know, when I was a religious fella. Oh, back in the summer of '02, '03.
And I think I kind of picked an extreme example of that, but I just thought it was interesting that, you know, I mean, that's a tough position to be in.
Yeah, I agree, because you will have been conditioned, you know, through years, potentially your whole life, to believe something very, very strongly. And, you know, getting people to change their beliefs is difficult, because people don't like to think that, hey, I may have been wrong my entire goddamn life.
It's like every episode of Star Trek that involved the Prime Directive.
And they yep. broke it a lot.
What? No.
They broke it all the time. See, now that actually would have been a challenging episode of Star Trek, where, like, they don't break the Prime Directive, and something horrible, like, unavoidable happens because of it.
I thought that has happened.
I thought in every case, like, somebody finally, like, just so they didn't have to go that black, I thought that in every case, like, somebody broke the Prime Directive and, you know, maybe got yelled at or whatever, but, like, there was always somebody, like Worf's brother, stealing the people, where it's like, oh, well, he's already broken the Prime Directive, we may as well try to get them to a new planet.
That's true, that one was just on. I want to say there was one where they're like, well, we can't do anything, they're fucked. And that's just how they ended it.
Yeah, there was the one with the little girl who started talking to Data.
Yes.
And it's kind of the same thing. They wound up breaking the Prime Directive on that one.
Also, the one where the two planets were codependent on each other, but it turned out one planet was just using the other. And they couldn't tell
them
that.
Oh, they kind of found like a legal loophole.
Sort of. And like, they didn't actually break the Prime Directive. They also just didn't help.
Yeah.
Like, so they literally didn't break the Prime. Like, listen, you got nothing now. Like, we were going to help you, but not break the Prime Directive. Like, they were going to help for the people who don't know Star Trek and gone, well, this used to be an interesting episode of Tancast. basically, one planet made a drug that the other planet thought was a medicine, but it turned out it was just like basically crack. And so they were all addicted. And so whenever they would go off the drug, they would have withdrawal symptoms and think they were getting sick and dying. So that's how they and so that the planet that was addicted did everything that the planet that made the drug needed. Like, you know, they fulfilled all their needs and they gave them the drug. However, all their ships were falling into disrepair, and as such, they couldn't get this latest shipment or something. So the Enterprise was going to help give them supplies to repair their ships. However, then the doctor finds out that it's actually a narcotic and not an actual cure for any plague or anything. And so she wants to tell them. The captain won't let him tell. Then because he doesn't think that they know. Like it used to have cured something, but maybe not. And then they find out that the drug supplying planet does know. But they still decide not to tell, but at the very end he goes, and I'm also not going to give you this equipment, which means you won't be able to go and save, you go get the drug or whatever and save your planet. So eventually they're going to have withdrawals and then eventually be okay.
Yeah, but they kind of get left with the impression of, these dicks are sentencing us to death.
Yep.
And then they all killed themselves. They couldn't go on.
Death by DT.
I mean,
in this episode of Tancast, the part of Andy killing the joy of a conversation will be played by Tim.
But I mean,
you're welcome.
I mean, I think one problem is like we don't know. Like, I know, Andy, you don't believe now, but I'm on the side of like I don't know for sure, and of if there is a heaven or hell. And I mean, yeah, it's easy to say now in the moment, which I think is part of the problem with America. Even getting to a bigger topic. Is that we live so much in the moment. Not in saying that makes it right to not save your child, but we worry about now and not the future.
Future will take care of itself, baby. I gotta worry about ME. So, I don't care about diabetes tomorrow. I want that donut today.
And it would just suck if you didn't live your life right and then you realize there's heaven and hell, or if you said, you know, oh, you know, fuck it. I'm just going to do whatever I want. I thought there was, but now that I don't think there is. And then you turn out, oh, I was fucking wrong.
Yeah, well, then I'll make a slightly different argument. If your God requires you to let your child, who could live because of modern medicine, die because your God's got this thing against modern medicine, fuck your God. Your God's a dick. I'm not saying, like, your religion's wrong and your religion's immoral. Although I will say those things, and I already have said those things, I'm going to go a step further and say, if that God exists, and that actually is God, then fuck that God.
What if he has a bigger plan that you don't understand, Andy?
Then that powerful God should come down and try to explain that plan a little bit.
What if he's like the writer of Lost?
Ah! Sorry, that is funny to me. God is a writer on Lost. Sure, that polar bear doesn't make sense now, but wait till you get to heaven and it all gets explained in the series
wait
finale.
The end. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just have more questions.
Well, then
now.
Heaven's going to suck because it's going to turn out that, oh, that they, for some unexplained reason, were running tests on polar bears and had them in cages. It's not mysterious that polar bears just got out of the cage. What is mysterious is what fucking crackhead put the polar bears in cages in the first place and decided, these are experiments that can only be done on a tropical island with polar bears.
Wouldn't you like to know what a polar bear is going to do with itself in a tropical environment as opposed to its normal climate?
Apparently die from several bullets to the brain. Lost has answered that question for me.
I don't believe that was the end of the experiment they were hoping for.
Ooh, no mic fail.
Got it now?
All right.
This No Mic Fail brought to you by Andy's hatred of your religion.
Wow.
I'm kind of realizing, like, I may be coming across that way. And it's not that I'm coming across that way. I am all about people believing whatever the fuck they want to believe, whatever makes them happy. I'm also about them letting me not believe whatever I don't want to believe, but I got to draw the fucking line.
There's a fucking line?
There's a fucking line.
Well, I don't want... What religion is that has a fucking line? All right, you guys, you can only fuck across this line. Any fucking over here? Hell.
No, Tim, the fucking line is vertical.
This religion ain't bad. Now the only thing I need to do is trick Anne Hathaway to getting that side of the line.
Yes.
Way to take a stand in life, Noah. Anne Hathaway is an attractive lady. And now back to the show. And we're back. When we last left religion, it was pissing off Andy.
It's not religion that's pissing. Well, yeah, actually there's some religions that are pissing off Andy. It's people that are pissing off Andy. It's stupid, stupid people that are pissing off Andy.
Oh, there's stupid people who are not religious.
There are.
Stupid
they
people
also
everywhere.
Piss off Andy. Like the atheists that like get all in people's faces and tell them that they're weak or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if they're weak. I mean, even if God is not real, I definitely understand why people would make up a God, especially yep. as I get older. I'm just like, hey, what does it all mean? It's like, I can understand why you would, you know, if there wasn't meaning, why you would create meaning. And, yeah, I mean, not to say it's not real or not, but I can definitely understand if there wasn't, you could be like, well, you know what, we need to come up with something.
Or at the very least, if there is meaning, to try and describe what that meaning is. Like, maybe there is a God, but, you know, he hasn't necessarily spoken to people, as they say, but it's like look,
adding on
we got,
to it.
We got to get this shit nailed down.
Like reading more into it than there's actually there? Like sometimes people do
exactly.
Movies. See, what it's trying to say here is...
Like that whole thing in Pulp Fiction about the whatever's in the suitcase is Marcellus Wallace's soul.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's why he has a band-aid on the back of his neck?
Yep.
Yeah, I liked someone... I saw somewhere on the internet they put forth the argument that that's where your soul gets taken out of. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Where is that written?
Yep.
They just said it like,
as everyone knows, when the devil takes your soul, it's through the back of your head. Well, yes, of course, as everyone knows.
That was the first day of Devil Soul School.
What the fuck?
What?
I was looking at a picture. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, now we're back to Tancast. No,
yep, there we go.
This is funny. A Oak Hill community couple discovered a thief in their home Saturday after a man told a joke and heard a laugh upstairs.
Oh, man. If I'm here and you're there and Alpha Centauri is that way, who the fuck just laughed?
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's on Fail Blog, by the way.
Oh,
all right, here's
the
other link I was laughing at, but that I didn't read to. It's a visual joke.
Oh. So, listeners, if you're near your computer, click on the link in the show notes. The link that you may have seen already and gone, how is this going to apply to anything they're talking about religion? It doesn't.
It does not.
All done.
So, what are we supposed to be looking at, then?
Do you not see
what's,
it?
The tape
what's
outline
under the
of
caution
the
tape?
The tape outline of a cat. That's strange. It made me laugh.
That is odd.
I mean, I'm sure there was no cat there. It's just funny that someone's like, you know what? I should tape an outline of a cat on the ground.
And then some, a cone and some caution tape. Not police tape, caution tape.
Who
Careful, don't slip
you?
In the cat.
Who? crime scene investigation.
I'm sure people are like, what the fuck? What the fuck is that doing here?
What the fuck?
They're like, sweet and sour baby Jesus.
Caramel macchiato baby Jesus. What is going on here?
Mmm. Now I want a caramel frappuccino.
My mother-in-law wants caramel-colored babies.
Alrighty.
Well, she's in luck.
Well, clearly, because she is mixing her cream with your cafe latte.
What was that? I was at the party last night. Someone was saying that, you know, no parent ever wants their daughter to be fucked. I'm like, no, they do. When they get older and they want kids, they're saying, fuck my daughter.
They still don't want to know about that part of it.
Well, sure. They don't want to hear details. They don't want to hear the deets.
They want to believe it's happening in some sort of, like, hermetically sealed
way.
Dish.
Not at all the way that they made her.
We don't want you to do it the way we did it. You can find some other way. That'd be wonderful.
I believe that medical science has improved to the point where you don't need to see each other naked. Yeah, like my wife and I were living together before we got married, after we got engaged.
Sin!
I know, it used to be a sin, and then I gave up on that shit. Now it was just shit I did. Yeah, so anyways, we were living together, and still, it was when she finally got pregnant that I thought, well, yep, now her dad's got incontrovertible proof that I've been in there.
No, you could still lie. Turkey baster.
Oh, yeah, turkey baster.
You'd be like, no, the pool guy was in there.
Oh! Why is the baby black?
What?
We used a turkey baster to inseminate her, but I was fucking her in the ass while we did it.
Wait, what did you say, Noah?
I said, why is the baby black?
Oh, okay. I thought you said, why is the pool guy black? I was like, I didn't say he was black.
Why are you adding,
racism that doesn't need to be there?
Speaking of religion and people doing stupid shit, apparently California State Senator Roy Ashburn, Republican of Bakersfield,
was caught in a gay place.
Yeah, driving drunk in, blew almost double the legal limit in downtown Sacramento, and apparently word came out, that he had just left, what's it called, Faces, I think?
Yeah.
A gay club. Yep, Faces. A gay nightclub in downtown
Sacramento.
See
how Andy's trying to trick us into admitting that we knew what it was called? Oh, it's called Faces.
Well, what was it called? I think Faces.
But no one I just had here. No idea. It's not called Tons of Wet Pussy, so I've never been there.
No, that's called I Read That News on Wednesday or Thursday night.
But he was just doing research, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, so
for his
like
book.
Somebody driving drunk and coming out of a gay nightclub, not really newsworthy. The guy who was campaigning, crusading against marriage equality, and starting this whole traditional family values campaign, drunk driving out of a gay nightclub, newsworthy, but unsurprising.
I don't understand like how people think like you know if it does come out that he is actually gay, like how are you gonna hide that? Like, if you're on the TV campaigning, is someone going to pick up, like, hey, wait a second, dude?
I was blowing that guy in Faces the other night.
Because trust me, they're watching the news. They're concerned about how this turns out.
Like, gay people can't, like, figure out how to turn on a television or something.
if you're gonna have secret gay sex, make sure to do get issues that gay people don't care about. We're going to ban football. All right, well, they have no idea who you are.
Gay people like football, sir.
I know.
They do.
People like whatever they like. It's just a stereotype joke.
They like whatever they like. I like that.
Yeah, my wife and I were watching this
Sweet and Sour
HBO
Baby Jesus. Let the gay people like what they like.
And there we are with the Sweet and Sour Baby Jesus.
If you take a drink every time we say Sweet and Sour Baby Jesus, you're dead. Congratulations. You can now solve the God argument yourself.
Yep.
Are you
Come
still
back
listening
and let
to Hangcast,
us know.
Or do you not exist anymore?
I wonder if we can podcast from heaven.
Well, certainly not this podcast.
What?
Yeah, God.
No, there's only
going to
be one
you,
podcast
Andy.
In heaven. It's going to be the Kirk Cameron Power Hour.
Oh, Christ. Nah.
Excellent use of blasphemy, Tim. Although I would argue that Christ is not blasphemy because it wasn't his name.
Yes,
his
title. I read that or saw the video where the guy was explaining it.
Yeah, didn't George Carlin do a bit about that?
I don't know.
Not like his parents were Mary and Joe Christ.
Ron Williams did a joke about the Mary and Joe, about how they're very goyish names.
It seemed to be kind of appropriate because up to that point, all the names in the Bible are very Jewish. You have Noah, Moses, Zebedee, and then you get Mary and Joe. We're just a hyphenate away from Mary Jean and Joe Bob. We could have had Jim Bob, the son of God. Praise to him, Jim Bob. He who finds the stuff and gets me a job. Jim Bob!
Ron Williams, available on DVD.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Everywhere Robin Williams DVDs are sold. So back to the gay Republican. My wife and I were watching a documentary on HBO called Outrage. And it was all about this shit. It's like, all the guys who were taught to, be real homophobic and hate gays and, we're going to smear the queer, the jocks rule, whatever, trying to, hide it and fit in with the jocks so they didn't get picked on. Kind of become, like, self-hating, uber-closeted. And there's just, like they just go through and, like, list out all of these politicians and, like, the ways that they voted, and then, they wind up getting outed. And they vote against gay rights, adoption rights, gays being teachers, all these campaigners that were actually themselves closeted gays who were either in denial or like self-hating and self-loathing and like hoping and praying to their own personal magic sky fairy that their magic sky fairy would take the gay thoughts away. Or according to Family Guy, if you're Tom Cruise, run away from the gay thoughts.
And I ran so far away. I gotta get away.
You can't catch me, gay thoughts.
Can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
That is the softest, sweetest gingerbread man I've ever heard. No. Can't catch me. I'm delicious.
I'm well, Superman spicy. Caught me.
You can ice a penis on me and scare your grandmother.
I said, well, Superman caught me.
No, he almost caught me, but I busted out my kryptonite.
All right, the gingerbread man has no kryptonite.
Gingerbread man doesn't have pockets. His buttons are gumdrops. He doesn't even have real clothes.
He's to magic. Hold the kryptonite.
He's magic.
And he can't bend. Anything he tries to bend, he snaps off.
He's a magic gingerbread man.
He's not.
He is. Nope. How the fuck is he running around?
He's just one of those sentient gingerbread cookies you hear about.
Yeah, I think he's magic.
Well, I think
didn't they
wrong.
Have an outbreak of those in upstate New York last year? People had to stop baking.
Bacon.
Bacon.
I love bacon. I feel like I've been busy since last Tankcast. I saw some movies.
Oh shit!
Tell us about them.
Shutter Island. Yeah. I saw Shutter Island.
Mm-hmm. Don't spoil the twist because I do want to see that one.
No, I won't spoil the twist.
Turns out Darth Vader's his father.
I liked it. I thought it was a pretty solid movie.
Hearing that there's a twist, like in all the new advertisements they keep putting out. Like, you're even that's kind of a spoiler because that means, like, when I go to see it, I'm going to be looking for the twist and trying to think ahead of it.
Andy loves to try and outthink movies.
He does. I just
go along
for the ride.
Why sit here and enjoy this when I could analyze it and try and ruin it for myself?
Because the movie itself is not enough to keep my gigantic, gigantic brain busy.
But yes.
It's huge. Look at my head.
It was an enjoyable movie, I felt.
Good. And Alice?
Alice was all right. Not as good as I hoped.
I've been hearing mixed reviews.
It has a lot of CGI for a Tim Burton movie.
Well, like the entirety of the huge Red Queen's head?
Queen
Hearts or whatever?
More noticeable CGI than that. Like whole characters who are CGI. I mean, doesn't he usually do more stop-motion stuff? Sorry, what was that, Tim?
Well, like, I said, like, the Cheshire Cat?
Yeah. Although, he didn't bother me as much. Tweedledum and Tweedledee, I didn't care for. But, like, I can't think of a time where he has used CGI. Maybe I'm just misremembering.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those Zumba Loompas weren't, like, really a million short guys.
Well, most of the entire factory.
Yeah.
I should say... those Oompa Loompas were real people, but I'm sure they just duplicated them. You know what I mean?
You're talking about having used CGI like in a Jar Jar Binks kind of way.
Yeah, exactly. Crispin Glover was in it, and his whole body was CGI. It was just his head that was real. Like, he had, like, really long arms and legs.
McFly Sr.?
Yeah.
Crispin Glover.
Yes, Crispin Glover.
I couldn't tell if he said Crispin Glover or Christopher Plummer.
Oh, no, sorry. Crispin Glover. It was pretty good. Anne Hathaway, like I said, she was hot.
Yes!
That pleased you, Tim?
I should go hang out at the... I should go try and sneak over to the Oscars and see if I can get a glimpse.
Anne Hathaway, show him your boobs.
Is that now? Tonight?
Yeah, it happens at 5... by the time people listen to this, obviously it'll be over. But yeah, 5 o'clock tonight. They're worried it's going to rain on the Oscars. And then, oh, God, what'll happen? Oh!
They're going to have to, like, toss a tarp up over all of those valuable people.
It was the fucking lead story on the news. I was like,
What were you like, Tim?
Get a fucking grip. It's like, there are earthquakes in Chile, there are tsunamis heading across the Pacific, but fuck, it could rain on the Oscars.
Two wars on the other side of the Atlantic, the economy's melting down, but wait a minute, it might rain on Angelina Jolie and her hair could get frizzy. Oh, God, why? No. I'm sorry, we're going to have to stop this story about who Tiger Woods is fucking because we have an even more pressing news story. There could be moisture at the Oscars. Sweet and sour, baby Jesus, Ted, tell me more.
I am going to be disappointed if Avatar wins Best Picture.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it.
Everyone thinks it's going to win.
Yeah, people think it's like a shoo-in. Hopefully people voted thinking like, well, Avatar is probably going to win, so I'm just going to put my vote for the movie I like, and then maybe it won't win. Although, I believe, is it the Hurt Locker that's expected to be the upset? Or Precious?
Yeah, Hurt Locker what I've been hearing.
Oh, so I heard someone say that Hurt Locker should win, but it's probably going to be Avatar.
Like, I tweeted about this a week or two ago, but like, seriously, I was watching Pocahontas with my family, and was like, oh my god, like, every note in the, you know, except for the musical parts, basically every point, every, you know, like, major theme from Avatar is right here. It's just that same noble savage shows the brutal industrialized man the error of his ways, and he goes native, and everything's better that way.
I don't believe John Smith was crippled, sir.
You are correct.
Boom. Blew your mind.
Boom goes satellite.
Speaking of blue, anybody hear about Smurf movie?
Avatar 2?
No. Actual Smurf movie.
Oh,
apparently
shit,
Neil Patrick Harris is going to be in it.
La 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 la. Tim, it's okay.
What the fuck did I have to do with this?
Oh, nothing. I just felt like throwing that in there.
All right. Didn't need to out me. I haven't told Danelle yet. I'm busy making anti-gay laws to try and cover it up. I have no desire to see a Smurfs movie. Because I had no desire to see the Smurfs cartoon. Even when I was a kid, I'm like, this is shit. Please do not insult my intelligence with these little blue idiots.
Interesting. I watched it. I don't know if I'm excited about a Smurf movie.
I think a Smurf movie with Neil Patrick Harris is at least sounds interesting.
Hogwash.
Tim doesn't approve.
Well, if that Alvin the Chipmunk squeakquel could make $200 million, I'm sure they're like, fuck it, every cartoon now has got to be a movie.
Oh, fucking A.
Even though Disney actually makes a quality cartoon, The Princess and the Frog, no love. Doesn't even break $100 million, I don't think.
Did you see it, Tim?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I think some of that is people are looking at it like, you know, the shine's really come off of Disney once they made the 14th direct-to-DVD 101 Dalmatians sequel.
They had their renaissance period, and then they just sort of like tried to over-refine the formula, and then people sort of lost their way to Disney, and then Pixar stepped in and goes, here's how we'll do it. And then people just, that narrative is written in their mind, like, Pixar has taken over, and Disney animation can't do anything, but
yep.
they produced some decent things. I wouldn't say they've produced anything with to the magical level of, like, you know, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, that whole era, that chunk. That post-Roger Rabbit chunk.
Mm-hmm.
I will say Alice is dark. I don't know if it's appropriate for the kitties.
Look at this. The little ones. The little dibbly-doos.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. You know, Tim Burton and, like, the actual, like, art direction, whatever, seemed kind of dark and a little bit dangerous, and they kept advertising it, like, making it look kind of madcap and tossing that, you know, Disney's in, like, huge font over the top of it.
I mean, this is not really a spoiler, but there's one scene where she has to walk over the severed heads of the people that the queen has beheaded. Like, it's floating in a moat, and she's walking over them. I'm like, wow, that's a little dark.
Are they,
but then
like
again,
all
that
Roddy
one Pirates of the Caribbean
or?
Sequel opened with a guy's eye getting pecked out by a raven, like, right in front of you.
Oh, Tim, there's quite a bit of eye-poking in this movie.
No!
I was like, Jesus Christ! What's with the eye-poking?
Really?
Like,
you
Three
weren't
Stooges
like,
eye-poking, or...?
You what? Weren't like, sweet and sour baby Jesus, that's a lot of eye-poking!
No, what did you say, Andy?
I was asking, is it like Three Stooges eye poking?
No,
or
it's
was
like,
it?
I have a needle. I'm going to poke you in the eye with this needle.
Ah!
Or some type of sharp. I wasn't just needle, but sharp objects poking. And this is a funny gif. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Good, because if it has to do with eye poking, I'm not clicking on it.
No, I'm not putting it
in the show notes.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching that on slow mo. But you know what it is? It's Luke's using the Force.
Hey, you could write it off like that.
It's just, you know, his hands are busy, so he couldn't do the Force push with his hand. He's doing the Force push with his foot.
I tell you, he totally nails that guy with the kick.
The third comment down on Dig is, look, if you're holding a lightsaber and you fake kick at me, I'm going down. Better than having bits cut off. Jabba was probably paying minimum wage anyway.
Although he does fall into the Rancor pit, I believe.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Excuse me, the Sarlacc pit.
I was saying, Tim, Sarlacc pit. I thought you knew what that thing was called, dude.
Should know what it's called.
I like how, if you leave it on repeat, Boba Fett just keeps flying by in the back. It just seems like he's flying around in circles like, hey, I'm here. Help me. Jane, get me off this crazy thing.
Don't let me be in the prequels, the shitty prequels.
Those prequels are awesome.
What was that?
I said those prequels were awesome. I was lying. What were you going to say?
Oh, my wife liked Alice. I think she liked a little bit better than me.
She liked Alice better than she likes you?
Homeless man under house arrest? What the fuck?
Sorry.
How?
I don't know.
Noah split focus. Yeah!
it's just a headline. It's too small to read the text. It's just fucked up. You gotta stay in your little cardboard box.
I don't get that. I don't get that.
How would you even set up like an ankle bracelet?
No, it's like it's like the things you see on Wild Kingdom. They're just going to put a little tag in his ear and then release him.
Couldn't he can just conceivably pick up his cardboard box and move it wherever he wants? What? I'm still in my box. What are you going to do?
This is my home.
Yeah, but when they pick him up and see that he's tagged, they're just going to check it against their database and then re-release him.
Just move his cardboard box into a Denny's. What's going on, baby? How you doing? Moon's over my hammy. Delivered to my home.
Hey, when you're homeless, does that mean that every doctor's visit's a house visit?
No.
Look at that! Yes. I killed the joke. I'm Killjoy Boy.
Woo! Way to go! Killing the joy everywhere he finds it, Andy.
I like your little song, Tim.
MacGruber.
That's kind of what it reminded me of.
Yeah, a little bit.
What's MacGruber?
I was a Saturday Night Live series of sketches.
Yeah, a series of sketches based on MacGyver. And they're actually making a movie now.
Yep.
Oh, because Saturday Night Live movies are always excellent.
Mm-hmm.
They are, aren't they?
They just have a track record for exquisiteness.
Let's name all the good ones. Wayne's World. Coneheads, depending on what kind of mood you're in.
Some might argue Zoolander.
Some would be wrong.
No? People didn't like that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you were arguing with me. I'm like, no, Zoolander shit. And I'm prepared to take all shitty comments from people who are going to defend Zoolander. It shit.
Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion, that was just its own thing, right? That was nothing to do with Saturday Night Live, right?
As far as I'm aware.
Were there even any Saturday Night Live players in that movie?
No.
I don't think so.
You just felt the need to bring up a shitty movie? By the way, I think anybody's not aware, Roman Michelle's high school reunion shit. were there any other good Saturday Night Live movies?
There's got to be some other one out there, right?
What was Senator Al Franken's magnum opus?
You're talking about
Stuart Smalley saves his family.
What about Ladies Man?
I never saw it.
It's kind of funny.
I saw about 10 minutes of it. Ass
and titties.
Ass and titties.
All right,
big booty bitches. What do you mean? All right.
Let's Blues Brothers.
Classic.
So there's that, Coneheads and Wayne's World.
Wait, Coneheads?
Depending on the movie, the mood you're in.
Office Space, I guess.
Coneheads?
According to Wikipedia, Office Space is a Saturday Night Live film.
What?
Let's see.
The character Milton was in a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Played by that dude?
I think so.
Interesting. Well, there you go. Three films.
How are you going to defend, how are you going to piss on Ladies Man and defend Coneheads? I'm sorry, no.
Fair enough. Let's see. Blues Brothers, Wayne's World, Coneheads, It's Pat, Stuart Saves His Family, Night at the Roxbury, Superstar, Ladies Man. Oh, yeah, Office Space originated from a series of Mike Judge animated short films that aired on Saturday Night Live.
After
appearing on several other programs. Aha, Office Space gets taken back.
Boom shakalaka.
Is it boom shakalaka?
Not in the Muppet Treasure Island movie.
Well, fuck them. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Oh, no, you did not.
Did.
Sir.
Oh, wow. So the Blues Brothers was 80, and then from Wayne's World to the Ladies' Man were 92, 93, 93, 94, 95, 98, 98, 99, 2000, and then MacGruber will come out this year, 2010. So it's like one movie, 12 years, a ton of movies over 8 years, and then 10 more years. Yeah, because apparently the diminishing returns, $11 million for the Ladies' Man budget, $13 million gross.
Done. Hey! Successful.
Successful. Boom.
Speaking of gross, by the way, I was wrong. Princess and the Frog did indeed break $100 million domestically.
That's good. Wow, Stuart Saves His Family, $15 million budget, $900,000 gross.
Ouch.
It's Pat, apparently, $60,000 gross.
Ooh, 900, didn't even make $1 million?
It's Pat, 60,000. Thousand.
I could take a holy shit on camera thousand. That would make $1 million.
Fucking, we can make a movie that makes $60,000.
We can make it for $5 and a donut.
We'd call it Sweet and Sour Baby Jesus. It's a movie. And we would say it was overhated.
And it would be self-referential. And occasionally it would have interesting themes, and then it would degenerate back into looking at links on the internet.
That would be hilarious. It was like a video of us looking at pictures on the internet.
I'd wear a mask.
You'd be an animatronic monkey.
Have you guys heard of chat roulette?
Yes.
Have you heard that someone like put up Goatsy as their picture on chat roulette and then would just take a screen cap of people's reactions as they, you know, jump into the chat thing?
No, but that's awesome.
So what's chat roulette?
You haven't been watching Daily Show? Or you're just trying to make sure that everyone listening to this?
Why don't we just explain what it is either way?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does it matter? I just have a question. Answer my question, faggot.
Basically, it is a peer-to-peer chat, but it's randomized. So you go into this website and you start chatting. You can turn your webcam if you want. You don't have to. And then you'll go to some random person. And then you can stay with that random person, or you can hit a button and you go to the next person. And it's just totally random, whoever you end up with.
And apparently, a lot of the times, it's people just, guys, just naked and masturbating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tosh.0 did this.
Tosh.0 did it. Daily Show did it.
Daily Show did it when? Thursday?
Maybe. Let's check.
That's the only one I missed this week.
That's probably Thursday. You should watch it. It's fucking epic. I don't want to ruin anything by telling you why it's epic.
All right, then. Don't.
So, is that good?
Yeah, it looks like it was Thursday.
It's fucking epic, Noah.
All right. Maybe I'll even check it out.
Oh, yeah. Shit. A badaboo.
What the fuck?
Oh, I believe you heard me.
And of course, apparently it's one of the B-tards on 4chan that was...
Oh, putting up the goat seat?
That was setting it up, yeah.
It's genius. Genius, I say. Someone needs to do Tub Girl. How come Tub Girl hasn't really taken off like Goatsy has?
I don't know.
For our listeners who are like, I don't know what these things are, don't worry, I don't either. I mean, I know of them, but I've never seen them, and I have no desire to. And if
I thought
any
we
links
showed you
come,
Tub Girl.
You might have, I don't remember. And if any links come in through the Skype, I'm not fucking clicking on them. I don't care what you say. Like, oh, look! Tim! It's a picture of how you're going to get $1 million in 20 seconds. Not clicking on it.
I'll just wait until later until you forget about it, and then I'll trick you into it.
No, I'm not going to be suspicious of any tiny URL links that no one tries to give me.
These are what are known as shock sites. They are fully descriptively named. I don't think I need to explain. Imagine horror. Now imagine somebody tricks you into seeing horror, and you are shocked to see that horror. Congratulations. Whatever the worst thing is you just imagined, Goatsy is in that league.
It's like those people who paid the $60,000 to see Pat.
Yes.
Hey, Tim, I got something for you.
That's too bad. I get the feeling that large ass titties, which that link says is on there, is not actually what's on there.
You would be wrong, sir.
I don't believe either one of you.
No, you would be
Why
wrong.
Why wouldn't
you
Andy play on Noah's team for this? This will be great.
You are missing some large ass titties, and it's hilarious because you're never going to see them.
I've seen large ass titties before. No worries.
Oh, dude. Two Girls, One Cup. Speaking of shock sites, Two Girls, One Cup has its own Wikipedia entry.
it has for a while.
I thought that it was just like listener shock sites or, you know, internet memes or something like that. Like, Two Girls, One Cup itself wouldn't be noteworthy enough.
Oh, it's worth it. So worthy.
All right.
Hey, Tim, by the way, I can't... Holy Taco is an actual website.
Yes.
I'm sure it is.
I don't know how to spoof a website URL. I guess you could in Skype somehow. Can you? I'm sure you could, Andy.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Why are you asking me? I'm not God.
According to you, you don't exist.
Oh, dude, I totally want a bumper sticker that says, "My God's an atheist." That would be hilarious. It would hurt people's brains. Maybe that just means my God has low self-esteem.
All right, I'm on chat roulette now, and some guy is trying to make shadow puppets in front of his light.
Okay. Is he using his penis?
No, he's...
Say hi to him, Tim.
And he's done. What's that?
Did he switch to someone else?
Yeah.
Did you tell him he's on a podcast?
Have, like, a script. Like, I was on it, and, like, I wouldn't even see someone at their keyboard, and they would just switch. Or they're across the room, and it would switch. I'm like, really? And what were you laughing about, Tim?
People are like, oh, I'm getting connected to this guy. He doesn't have a cam. Click.
They're not interested. Even if you have a cam, they're not interested. I was on there with my cam on. People just look at me like, fuck that guy.
Oh. Look at his ear holes. He's going to kill me.
One person said, Obama. And then another person said, oh, look, an old black guy. Or something.
Oh. I think I've been hung up on 10 times. It's 11.
Me too, because I don't have my cam enabled, and I don't have my microphone enabled.
Yeah, I'm like, if I have my microphone enabled, they're going to hear this conversation.
Congratulations.
Oh, there was someone without a cam. They said hi, and then disconnect. Hey, there's a guy beating his meat. Oh, he turned me off. What the fuck?
Because you weren't beating your meat, too.
This guy's listening to death metal, and his camera's apparently mounted on the ceiling. And he's done. This person looks bored to death.
It's all dudes.
No, there's been some girls in there. I don't think it even... I can't even find somebody for me to connect with now. Like, listen, you are so undesirable that the less than 200,000 or 20,000 people online don't want to talk to you.
No, it's greater than. The little math symbols going the other way, Tim.
To the same
no,
person.
No, no, oh, you're right.
Like, I would.
You're still connected.
in one setting, sitting, I would see the same person twice. I was like, I've already saw this fucking dude.
It's busy looking for a stranger. I think it'd be funny if one of us got connected to each other.
How would we know?
Because I'd be like, oh, this person doesn't have a cam. And I'd type something, and you'd be like, this person just typed this. I'm like, I just typed that.
You would just see a big cock.
And our listeners would be like, I don't give a shit. I'm like, I don't know if this is funny if you can't see what's going on.
Well, I'm sure they can check out Chat Roulette for themselves.
Right, right, but like the description of, hey, that guy's playing with his penis. Hey, that person looks bored. That person's making shadow puppets in front of his light.
These guys all look bored. It's all guys.
Mostly guys. I've come across some girls.
I have not. I just keep, it's a guy, he's got his cam on, he sees I don't, he hits next. Wow. What a colossal waste of bandwidth.
Oh, someone without a cam, who asked me if I had a cam?
Oh, do you have a cam? Do you?
You don't have a cam, do you, Tim?
I technically do. Are you from German?
Whoa. It's a girl masturbating. That's unexpected.
Yay!
See, there you go! Is she hot?
I can only see the vagina.
Well, is that part good? Does it look like a roast beef sandwich?
Hey, even if it looks like a roast beef sandwich, Andy would like it. Sex and food? Yes, please. What? The German guy disconnected me.
Oh, damn it.
That guy was in a tux.
The girl masturbating, apparently the fact that I didn't have a cam made her unhappy. Because I was trying to type to her, we're describing you on a podcast right now.
She's like, fuck this. Fuck your couch, nigga.
Man, she was just going to town, too. Okay.
Well, now I'm interested.
Well, say on Chat Roulette, there's a 1 in over 20,000 chance that you will find her.
Cam? No cam. Why, come on, then!
I'm angry!
Nice! This person has set their cam up to, it looks like some sort of garden gnome smoking a bong? I can't really tell what it's supposed to be doing. Great. Now, well, now I know how I'm going to waste the rest of the afternoon.
I forgot. I was like, where's your wife? She's not there.
She's not there, baby.
Tim's
going
to wait for...
You know what they say, when the cat's away, the pussy is gone. When the cat's away, the mouse will watch porn. That is not my joke. It's from Ryan Stout. Hilarious comedian. Check him out. He tours all over the country as opposed to, like, California and 3 or 4 other spots. So you have a better chance of catching him.
How's that?
And if you lived in the Bay Area, you might have seen me on Coffee TV 20 on Creepy Coffee Movie Time last night, which had been Saturday at midnight.
I didn't see you.
You are an asshole.
Sad.
My wife said I looked very cute, and I said I think you might be biased, and she said no.
Oh, I wish I'd seen it. I wish I lived there.
Don't worry, baby. I'll get a DVD of it. I'm sure I'm going to post it on my profile at some point. And if I've got it already, here's the link.
There's some random guy. He looked bored with me.
The guy with the little gnome or whatever didn't answer any questions.
Maybe he just set up his cam and just let it have that.
But it doesn't save the conversation. Like, as soon as you bleep out, like, it doesn't...
You can... If you disable clean chat log, it will stop doing that.
Okay, I'm going to do that. This sounds like a future blog entry right here. Oh, that's right! All March long, I'm blogging every day.
All right.
Every day.
Sweet.
Cause see, I found a site that was random chatting, but it wasn't with the cam. Because like, I'd seen that thing on Tosh.0, and I was looking for it, and I found something else, but it didn't have cams. Not that I do anyway, so it doesn't matter. It was very amusing, because it'd be like, hello, are you a male or a female? I'm a male. Click. Hello, are you a male or a female? I'm a male. Click. Hello, are you a male or a female? I'm a male. How old are you? 32. Click. I'm too male and too old to be on the internet.
You are, baby, you are.
My favorite are hello, click. What? I said hello. How could I have offended you already?
You didn't say hola. Nope, too white.
I was actually talking with one person who wanted to talk in French. She's like, do you speak French? I was like, no. She's like, oh, I speak better French. And so I found a translation site, and I kept running everything I was saying into French and everything she was saying back into English. It was like having a universal translator from Star Trek. I was very amused.
Nice.
I'm like, I hope she doesn't try and talk about her pussy, or I think this site is going to blow up. I think it knows to go and to stay and whatever else.
Le chat est sur la table.
Oui, oui.
Pee pee.
Hon-hon.
Ding dong.
Sorry, that was an Eddie Izzard joke.
Never heard of him.
He's gay.
I lied!
Where did you lie?
Well, should we wrap this motherfucker up?
I think we've accomplished all we can.
Yeah, because I'm going to turn my my cam on and take my pants off.
Sweet. Sweet. I'm going to keep scanning until I see it, because I'll recognize Andy's penis.
But I won't have Hi Tim written on it this time. I can just send you that photo again. I've got a copy.
Wait, what's going
on? No, you don't.
Here?
I thought you said you deleted it.
Yes, when I lie. No, what I meant was I deleted it off the site.
You said you deleted it.
Yeah, well, I lied about that.
It just happened again. Hi, M. This guy didn't have a cam. M or F? M. Disconnected.
Hi, M or F? F. Show me your vag without your name.
Tim, next time answer both.
How do you disable the change? All right, that dude is in a tank top and picking his nose.
All right. Well, this is scintillating podcast conversation. Tim, yeah, I'm going to be able to edit this down.
No, it's perfect.
Tancast, we thought we could. We gave up and did chat roulette. All right, well, I was Andy.
You still are Andy.
Not anymore. I'll go back to being Andy next week.
All right, well then, I'll have to... I'm gonna carry on being Tim until next week. That's how I roll.
Sweet.
Who are you?
I'm Noah, baby.
Who have you been? Who were you?
I think...
In a past life.
Just crashed my browser.
It was too much.
It's thinking. Well, it's closing. And there was an attractive lady on it, too.
That's sad. She crashed the internet.
She crashed the
attractive tube. Girl! And thousands of nerds clicked on her and took the whole thing down.
Well, have a good week, everybody. Yeah, I'm going to go boom boom now.
All right.
This person goes, hey, I said, anything to say to my podcast? I'm recording a podcast right now. And she goes, sorry, no. I don't know if it's she. Sorry, no. Good for you. Disconnect.
All right. Well, you have fun with that, Tim.
Oh, I will have fun with that. And you have fun bending a biscuit.
I will. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
And maybe I'll see some of our listeners on Chat Roulette.
Baby.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Tancast Episode 90. If you want to leave us a comment, you can go to tancast.com, leave a comment on this or any of our past episodes, and you can read Tim Babb's March Blog Madness, a different blog, every day, all month long at tancast.com, and you can also find a link to our iTunes feed where you can subscribe to us and get us every week, and leave us a review at iTunes if you haven't done that already. You can also find a link at tancast.com to vote for us at Podcast Alley, and you can also find a link to cafepress.com/tancast, where you can find all that Tancast t-shirts, hats, mugs, anything you need to live your Tancast dreams. We'll see you back next week for more Tancast.
Tancast. So how was it? Oh, maybe we should come back and actually do a review.
Well, we have to resync and all that shit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you aren't recording? But we could have. I always back sync whatever you record before we sync up. It's not okay. You miss gold. Gold. In three. What? What the fuck are you doing? Gee. It's unfortunate none of that was recording because that's all very amusing. I did. No. Wait. No. Not yet. No. Wait for it. Oh, yes. Got it. Wait. No.
All right. Now I am ready.
All right.
Wait.
2, 1. Noah can kiss my fucking ass.
I was going to say cock.
I know you would. Because you love cock. Cock-loving son of a bitch.